Look all around you and you'll see the rapidly mounting evidence of a society in deep trouble. Lurking environmental disaster, a pending recession, skyrocketing depression and suicide rates. Human society as it's currently organized is at a dead end. Time to admit it. If we continue like this, we're done for. Now, what do we do about it? I'm Richard Lloyd-Jones, and today I'm thinking with somebody else's head, therapy to heal society. For any of you, and I know there are many, who look around you and wonder, what has gone so terribly wrong? This program will come as a great relief. There are some practical tools that can be used to treat the inverted and even perverse social and psychological conditions in the world today. Thanks to the work of psychoanalyst and social scientist Norberto Kepi, we can now say definitively that the source of our problems is clear. Human beings, out of their enormous envy, have inverted their values and elaborated an inverted society as a result. And then, on top of that, we censor perception of our envy and inversion and pretend that we are the masters of our destiny and that we can solve all problems ourselves given enough time and money. But this will never work. In his extraordinary book about disinverting our economy, work, and capital, Norberto Kepi says, "The human being becomes ill as a result of his anger toward light, toward consciousness. He prefers to live in darkness, far removed from any perception. This is what causes his illnesses and all of the problems that beset humanity. At the same time that his intention is to know, he opposes knowledge entirely, and in the struggle leaves strewn along the way the ruins of a life spent in battling against the truth." End of quote. So, we are missing something fundamental. Human beings, in an incomplete materialistic way, keep looking for superficial solutions. Introduce this legislation, save that species, speak out about globalization and the corruption that world trade agreements caused to democratic process. And while all this may be necessary, it must be done in tandem with addressing our deep metaphysical crisis. We are turned against God and even against our own existence. We are addressing this consistently in these radio programs, and we have plans to expand this. We want to create a new community of thinking with somebody else's head listeners to consider these problems in society and what we might do about them. The Brain Food Community, that's what we're calling it, and thanks to listener Ludmilla Dusseneau from the Netherlands for that name inspiration. Make sure you're on the advisory list for that so I can let you know more about it. rich@richjonesvoice.com. And we're receiving a lot of interest from around the world for people to come here to our International Society of Analytical Trilogy to study and learn how Kepi's scientific discoveries can be applied to helping in all areas of society. That actually is our topic today. I've asked Dr. Claudia Pacheco, the Vice President of the International Society of Analytical Trilogy, to join me again today. Claudia, with all the well-meaning, conscientious, and idealistic people and organizations out there fighting to change the world, we're not making much headway. What's missing?
Society isn't a dead end, Richard. All the fields of knowledge, all endeavors, are in a dead end situation. And the world, or humanity, society, civilization, is a kind of shrinking. Because we follow Aristotle's mistake, looking for the lesser to the bigger and not from the bigger to the lesser. We stay in particulars, we have a schizophrenic society, and most of all, we don't understand the inversion of humanity. Because we go to metaphysics, and here Kepi brings a light on this, that the being in itself is good, beautiful, and truthful. And our existence should be in accordance to that. And evil or sickness, suffering, restriction is just a denial of the true being. All this metaphysical concept that Kepi brought, that there is not such a thing as evil or sickness in itself. It is an inversion that we do through our inverted will. And we see everything upside down. We see everything coming from the particulars, from the matter, to the energetic level. And this is an upside-down concept.
Yes, Claudia, it seems to me to relate to this idea from metaphysics that the being is complete, that reality is complete. It's not something that's being formed. It's something that exists already. And we need to be more in alignment with that. But if we're looking for particular things or looking just for this little area, we're missing this totality, aren't we, of the metaphysical view?
Yes. What Kepi brings, which is very new to the world, is not only this metaphysical disinversion, but also the concept that all disciplines, all endeavors, they suffer from huge restrictions of our psychopathology. Even the society is sick, the structure of society is sick. The sociopathology is a result of our psychopathology and these inversions, these metaphysical inversions. So disciplines, they are restricted now. They don't develop. So we, if we want to continue with civilization, if we want to stop its destruction, the suicidal attitude, we need to address the problem of inversion, which is a psychological problem, mostly, that we have, and we are not aware of.
Do you have a practical example of inversion that might just help us to understand this concept a little better before
we... Like in medicine. Medical doctors and psychiatrists, psychologists, they see problems coming from particulars, from symptoms, from organic symptoms, from the body, from society, from culture. And they don't see the main problem, which relies on our psychological transcendental life, which is the inner life of people. So all illnesses, they come from our inner selves, our inner life. And they are psychological in origin. And we do not address the psychopathology properly. Even Freud, as a genius of humanity, tried to bring the solution of human problems through psychoanalysis. But he was a genius in methodology. But on the other hand, he made a big mistake in the theory because he also saw the source of neurosis, psychosis, coming from sexual problems, which are more related to our instincts, to our body, and not to what we might call the soul of humanity, the psychological aspect, spiritual aspects, problems related to envy, to inversion, to narcissism, to egocentrism.
And this restricted, inverted view, you said a few moments ago, is causing great suffering and limitation.
Huge,
talk a little bit more about that.
Huge please. Sufferings, Jones, because people would not have necessarily to take drugs and pills in order to get better. In reality, taking drugs, pharmaceutical companies, they have a big profit, but the world suffers as a consequence because we have to treat the being as a whole. We need to treat the sick person, not the sickness. We need to see that the humanity is sick. The human being is sick, but not in his body. The body suffers the consequences of his psychological sicknesses. So humanity never wanted to address their own or its own psychopathology. And I think that this new science that Kepi brought and built or developed, that is a psychosociopathology and even psychosocioecology, because he addresses everything as a whole in interaction, in resonance. My bad thoughts, my negative thoughts affect even nature. And they do that. And some researchers have been studying the influence of human minds in nature, in the water, in plants, in animals, in the climate. The old Indians knew a lot. This is ancient wisdom of humanity,
yes,
which was lost.
Well, I came here, Claudia, exactly because of this. I saw many problems. I saw them as isolated problems. I didn't see the connection between them. And when I came and started to study with you and Dr. Kepi and others here, I began to realize very quickly that this was a very deep problem inside the soul of the human being.
Yes.
How are you treating this?
So we It's good, but it's not enough to see why human beings cut down forests, why they mistreat so much nature, animals, the seas, the air. So it's not a matter of seeing how much of carbon we should cut off from the air. Sure, of course, we should do that. But why do we pollute so much? Why do we mistreat so much nature and creation, which is the biggest gift we have, the gift of life? So why do we mistreat that? Why don't we care? Why we don't treat it as the best gift, as our enormous richness? We don't do that. We destroy everything. So this is a psychological problem. It's a psychopathology present in all humanity. So we need to address, why do we mistreat our children? Why do we mistreat our artists, our geniuses? So why do we live for money if money should be a tool to make our lives better and the quality of life? So why do we destroy ourselves and the planet to have a bigger bank account? Or so it's all psychological, Richard.
Yes,
and if we don't address this, and we need the professionals, we need the science being brought to all academies, all schools, since the children are small, up to professionals, this understanding must be brought very quickly to society as a whole.
Yes, we are treating only a symptom and not this deep soul, inverted soul issue that we need to talk about. So please, Claudia, how do you see treating this, really? Let's talk about some specific things.
Yeah. By the way, we are starting to bring this. We have like a program of conscientization in our society. It's a huge program, Jones. We work almost 24 hours a day.
Non-stop
to bring this awareness to as many people as possible. But we are developing programs inside the schools, in hospitals, in communities. We are bringing the concepts to pastors, priests. This is important even for pastoral counseling, for psychiatrists. We are receiving people from other countries to be trained and to be formed here in our society to read the books. We encourage people to understand more the science, to read the books, and to be even themselves become agents of transformation in the world. So people who would like to form a center in their own cities to study the books, to be prepared, to be trained by internet, those who live far and cannot come here, or combining both options, coming here for a time and then continuing their education, their formation through internet and even teleconferences, webinars, so they can become agents of transformation, selling books, giving lectures, giving counseling in communities, schools, hospitals, and make even a profession out of this.
And what specifically will they learn, Claudia? What specifically will they deal with, look at, study in these courses, in this training?
They would not become like psychoanalysts. This is a profession which would require deeper and more serious training, I mean, specifically in the field of psychopathology. But they would become psychosociotherapists, therapists to address the psychosociopathology. And some of them even being therapists to approach ecology linked to the area of psychopathology. We would even name the science psychosocioecology, because everything must be addressed in the whole. So those people would study 1 or 2 years, and they would become therapists to give counseling, to give lectures, to do workshops, to sell books, to represent this new science in their homes, communities, churches, schools, institutions.
Sure, they could write about it. They could do lecture series on it. They could do teleclasses, online
radio
courses,
radio shows. Because this psychosocioecology or psychosociopathology, this can be applied in any discipline, in any human endeavor, because it treats the being. So it treats in the root the problems. It addresses the problems in the root, in the very source, which is the being. Human being linked to the Supreme Being. And this is the root of everything. Because we are contingent beings. We were created. We do not create ourselves. So we have to have this insight one day or another. We need to wake up to this reality. If we don't see that we are not little gods, that we cannot create and form reality according to our imagination, but we need to approach and to resonate with universe and to be almost infinite, as the Creator is infinite, is a total different approach.
And what happens when we begin to touch into this inverted worldview that we've had in every area? What is it that's released?
The first thing, Jones, is we are healed organically from our diseases. We calm down. We leave aside pills and medical treatments in the allopathic way. I mean, we are not advocating to ban medical doctors. No, it's not like this. Many times it is necessary to have a medical traditional help when the person is not able to, by his own natural means, to heal himself. So a medical help, it's necessary. But if we stress ourselves less, if we start understanding how to deal with our inner life, we will be so much relaxed, discontracted, that so many diseases will be healed. It's amazing, the results. They are so fast. So afterwards, we see our mind working much better and much faster. We will understand many things, many problems that we could not explain. We didn't have any answers. Now we will have the answers. So we will understand why we have problems in so many fields. And we will know how to give solutions, practical solutions, to many areas.
You talked to Claudia about something very transcendental. You talked about setting free the accomplishment in our essence and taking human civilization to its apogee.
Exactly, Jones.
How do you see that, Claire? That's very exciting.
Oh, my God. We are in a crossroad now. Either we go to this annihilation or we start the true big, big civilization, which is the civilization we should have built since the beginning. But because of the inversion, because of this misunderstanding of the being, we failed. So we directed civilization to its opposite direction, inverted direction. So now we are in its dead end. And if now we perceive, we will see physics having a boom and a booster of all sciences, arts, education, family life, relationships in society, cosmic vision, all sciences will benefit, economics, social sciences, natural sciences, religion will flourish, a more tolerant, a more ecumenic kind of religion, the view of God as one God for all peoples and all nations. So we will see an enormous cosmic even development. We will integrate, we will resonate with the universe, with other planets, other civilizations, more advanced than ourselves. We will go back. We will go back and rescue everything that was beautiful, truthful, and good in humanity so far. So we will rescue a lot of good authors, good scientists, geniuses that were buried by our own stupidity. our mind is very shrinked.
This is what every visionary in the world has talked about, Claudia, and now we can see it coming because of this study of the psychopathology and the sociopathology of the human being.
Can I invite your
please
some of your fans, even, Richard? I know that you have many fans already all over the world because you bring them the good news of Analytical Trilogy, the work of Kepi. And I would invite them to join us as much as they can. Just take courage to live, to fulfill your lives, to have a fulfilling life. And take this risk of being happy and being healthy and developing and trusting that goodness, beauty, and truth are not just metaphors. They are not illusions. Invest in goodness. Invest even money, time, dedication, work in this threefold goodness, beauty, and truth. And you see it flourish in your lives, personal lives, community lives. And so come to Brazil if possible. We have a gathering in July, in the beginning of July.
July 4th until the 6th, we'll have an International Congress on Analytical Trilogy where we'll investigate each one of these areas of application of trilogy into journalism, into science, into education, all of these areas.
So you will learn how our trilogists in Brazil, our agents of conscientization, are working and having incredible results when they just bring these concepts to people. This is not magic. This is not religion. This is not an illusion. This is just science, pure science. But it's the science that encompasses the psychological aspect of the human being. It addresses our inner life, which so far has been left aside to be treated by just a few psychoanalysts, just a few religious people here and there, but considering as a compartment of our lives that is not connected to the practical everyday living. So what I find, which is something fantastic, is that we can and we do apply this new science to our practical life. We live it in our residences, we live it in our relationships, we live it in our vacations, in our schools, in our making money, in our work, in our companies, enterprises, and even in our religious life. When we go to churches now, we understand better what God meant when He told what He told. The messages, the revelation now, it's like an opening of the eyes, even to understand the scriptures.
If you're a concerned citizen with an interest to help your communities and families, check out the work of Norberto Kepi. It can really explain what's going on in all aspects of your life. Write me at rich@richjonesvoice.com, and I'll make sure you stay in the loop. This is Thinking with Somebody Else's Head. I'm Richard Lloyd-Jones. Talk to you next week.